Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm calling to cancel my subscription.
All right. What's your zip code for me?
It's 78662.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Tammy Simmons. I think I subscribed. I don't know.
It says 78662?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your first and last name again?
Tammy Simmons. It's spelled T-A-M-I, my first name, and S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Is it S-I-N-N-O-S?
No, it's S-I-M as in Mary, M as in Mary, O-N-S, like N as in Nancy at the end.
Oh, Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons.
I'm not finding you by that. How much did they charge you?
I don't know yet because I just did something this morning that said I would, you know, something like a promotion on winning an iPad or something. And then it said to be looking out for your own email. So then I went in to read the, you know, terms of, and everything. And I don't know if I've subscribed or not. I may not have.
Okay, because I'm not pulling up your information into our system at all. I looked you up by your name, your zip code, and even your phone number that you're calling on. And I'm not pulling up anything.
It would have been this morning, or not this morning, just, you know, probably an hour ago.
Yes, ma'am. It still will pull up even if you did it five minutes ago.
Okay, because I wasn't sure on the website when I went into the terms and conditions whether I had already done it or...
I don't think it went through. Because we don't have anything on our end.
I haven't ordered anything through the meal plan or anything, so...
Okay.
That probably then that means I haven't subscribed yet, but just wanted to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you have a great day.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.